Ambroise Thomas, born in 1811, was one of the most distinguished of the French dramatic composers. His opera Mignon was first heard in 1866, and although Thomas produced many works previous to this time, it was not until he gave Mignon to the world that he attained any great general recognition. This work was an overwhelming success, and its composer at once leaped to worldwide fame. 2 years later, this masterpiece was followed by Hamlet, which became equally popular in France, but not elsewhere. On the strength of these two operas, Thomas was appointed in 1871 to fill the position of directeur of the Conservatoire of Paris. This position he capably filled until shortly before his death at the age of 85 years. Thomas was made a Knight of the Legion of Honor in 1845, and he received the Grand Cross in 1894 on the occasion of the 1,000th performance of Mignon. Mignon, of noble birth, has been stolen by gypsies in her infancy. Her mother died of the shock, and her father, his mind partially affected, disguised as the harper Lothario, wanders in search of his child. The opera opens when Mignon is about 16 years old. She is still ignorant of her parentage and is cruelly treated by the gypsy leader. She is finally engaged as the page of William, a young student, who himself is much in love with an actress named Philina. Mignon falls in love with William, but he is sublimely unconscious of her devotion and follows Philina and her troupe of players. This troupe finally arrives at the castle where they are to perform, and William enters with them, leaving Mignon to wait outside. Maddened with jealousy, she is about to throw herself into a nearby pond when she is restrained by the sound of Lothario's harp. She rushes to him for advice, and in her excitement, invokes vengeance upon the castle and its inmates. The entertainment is finally concluded, and the inmates of the castle emerge. Philina sends Mignon in for some flowers she has left. Suddenly, flames appear from the windows. Lothario, crazed by his own grief and Mignon's troubles, has fired the castle. As the act closes, William rushes into the burning building and brings out the unconscious Mignon in his arms. In the last act, through the medium of a picture of her mother, Mignon learns the secret of her birth and is restored to her father Lothario. William, freed from the fascinations of Philina, learns to return her love, and the pair are happily united. "Ne'er Did the Maiden Dream" is sung by William in the last act. He now realizes that she loves him and sings of how, maiden-like, she strives to repress her feelings and keep him from learning her secret. Signor Anselmi's lyric tenor voice is admirably suited to this aria. He is excelled in interpretation by no other tenor.